Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Holiday makers, welcome back from school. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Yes, not especially, but notably. Yes, our twins. Okay, stand up, please. Hallelujah. The visitors don't know the church's twins. Okay? You face their side and they see you. Because at the end of the service, okay, but the issue is that they are not dressed the same. Otherwise, I would have given you a quiz to say who's Waswa, who's Kato at the end of the service. Hallelujah. Balochi, good day. Glory be to God. Okay, twins, you can sit. And their brother, okay? Stand, Nelson. Nelson, let's give Nelson a big hand clap. Hallelujah. God is good. Okay, then the Budonian, we welcome you back from school. She took part in the math contest. Did he go? December. Okay, end of the year. Okay, we wish you well, Carl. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, praise. Good to see you. Where is she? She's going out. Okay. Yes, good to see her back. It's good to see her restored and able to come and stand before people and thank who helped her, and also to say that what she did was wrong, and she repented, and God did forgive her. Amen. Yes, Praise was a very faithful member of the church. And for that matter, we stood with her in all possible ways. Glory be to God. Yeah, we stood with her. And we as a church, we stood with her. And you were all represented by by Joan Isoke and Christine Umujimba. So let's give Christine and Joan a big hand clap for that. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we thank God for the preaching that we received from Joan last week. Okay? Now, prior to that Sunday, or during that week, I began to think about the subject of doing unto others what you would want them to do unto you. Okay? And I began to feel like when I get an opportunity to preach again, I will talk about that. Okay? That is very simple, isn't it? Okay? Doing unto others what you want them to do and to you. By the way, it is called the golden rule. It is called what? Golden. The golden rule. Okay? It is called the golden rule. The golden rule, as written in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Okay? Jesus said that whatever you want men or people to do to you, do also to them. And he said that basically this is the summary of the entire Old Testament. Glory be to God. Whatever you want people to do to you, do also to them. Glory be to God. So I began to think about that. And there are many things you can say under that that rule. Okay? For example, for those of you who have cars, okay, you drive well on the road. Okay? Because you don't want... Okay, drive on the road the way you would want other people to drive on the road. Isn't it? Boba tuagala bachikole tochikola banno. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you want someone to if you want someone who is ahead of you to indicate when they are going to turn left or right, okay, please also you indicate. You understand? Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. So I began to think about many things that you can say about that. Okay? And by the way, if you just obey this one rule, okay, you will be a great testimony for the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't want people to steal from you, okay, don't steal from others. Isn't it? Don't steal from others. Glory be to God. I understand that thieves don't want to be stolen from. And that when you steal from them, they are very ruthless. Hallelujah. Okay? Many Ugandans who speak against corruption, okay, are actually corrupt themselves. Okay? So, I wonder why they are anti-what? Corruption, yet they themselves are thieves. Eh? So I began to think that maybe they are angry at those who are stealing more than them. Okay? And they are like, we also want to get the opportunity to steal that which they are stealing, or to steal more. Glory be to God. All this talk you see, all those guys you see on talk shows, eh? Speaking against corruption, what, and see, Baji Bie, what? Oh, 99% of them are also thieves. Glory be to God. Okay? Friday was Labor Day, isn't it? Onako Raba caused. Okay? Now, do you know that there are many people who are not paying their workers, housemaids, they're not paying them. Okay? But they're on government's case to increase their what? The salaries. Okay? For example, the civil servants. They're not paying their maids. Okay? We got a new maid a week ago, and how she decided to come our place to help us was because at her workplace, okay, they were not paying her. First of all, they were not paying her on time. When they would pay her, they wouldn't pay her on time. Glory be to God. Amen. Now you can find that guy, okay, was at Kololo, was it? Kololo? Anyway, do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? If you don't want them to do something bad to you, don't do something bad to them. Glory be to God. For example, giving also. If you want to be given to, okay, you also give. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. If you want to receive a birthday gift, you also give people birthday gifts. Hallelujah. And don't say that you're not able. Glory be to God. You can, like our what? Ladies say, you can save. You can save 1,000 shillings every month. At the end of the year, how much is that? Glory be to God. Yes, 12,000 you can buy. But a katambala, I think, is like 2,000. And you can find something. Okay? Or you can even just send it as mobile. What? Aha, the other thing I thought about, you know, if someone owes you, let's say 10,000, okay? When they send you the money via mobile money, you don't want them to send what? 10,000. Because Bozijayo, it will be 9,000, isn't it? So if you don't want that to be done to you, don't do it to others. Bakubanja, eh? You're supposed to pay someone 50,000, then you send them 50. You understand? Don't do that. Add the withdraw what? Fees. Glory be to God. And sometimes you do it intentionally. You know that someone is going to get less money, but you still do it. Instead of adding a 3,000. You understand? So if you don't want it to be done to you, don't do it to what? To others. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. By the way, every first Sunday of May, okay, we give a gift to the smartest person in church. Hallelujah. We've been doing that for the last what? Every first Sunday of the month of May. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the winner today is Balo Jr. Glory be to God. You come up. Bakwetegereze bulungi. Hallelujah. Please come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You should even learn to walk how he walks. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Chikofi. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mrs. Rachel Wamai, we'll see you after the service. Glory be to God. You'll get your present. Yeah. Every first what? Sunday of May. Mwishtegedi. Yeah, but we might forget next what? Next May. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, I kept thinking about this subject. Okay, that if God wills and he wants me to talk about that, I will talk about that. If you want to be given, give. Okay, if you don't want to be stolen from, don't steal. And many other things. Isn't it? Glory be to God. So, by the time I came for the Thursday prayer meeting, that was what was on my what? On my mind. Okay? Beginning to organize the what? The sermon. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Mrs. Barlow, if you want people to, what is it called in Uganda? To welcome you. Okwaniriza, aha. Okwaniriza. Like where you went the other time. Now we kolachi? Yaniriza abantu. Glory be to God. Where abantu betuta whom we haven't ukwaniriza today. Okay? Visitors, please stand up and we what? And we welcome you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You came with praise, isn't it? Yes. What's your name? Anne? Okay. We welcome you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we come to your churches, those of us do what? Welcome us. By the way, are you born again? Or you're on the way? Okay. You're born again? Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, Thursday, I was thinking about that. To come and tell you the golden rule. Whatever you want men to do to you, also you do to them. Glory be to God. And I was going to put the giving component also, eh? Just as I have said. Hallelujah. If you want justice, okay? That means justice. Isn't it? Hallelujah. So on Thursday, I come for the prayer meeting. Then one talks about how Manzi, where is Manzi? Yes, Manzi was given a gift on his birthday. Is it a gift or a present? You think about it. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, and he was so happy, and the mother got to know about it, and she was so touched. The birthday was money, like 12,000? 28,000, yeah, and Joan was so blessed, like, you know, eh? Then she said that she felt so good, and she understood that that's how God feels when we give, isn't it? That's what you said. Okay, then we pray. We worshiped, actually. We didn't pray. At the end of the service, she prayed. And she prayed about giving. Then she prayed. She even told God what he told me in 1998, that if we joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, we shall never see financial depression in our lives. Isn't it? Now, as I'm there, I'm amazed. I'm like, what? Someone is praying, but she's actually what? Prophesying. Glory be to God. She's confirming that which God what? And then I felt like God was saying, instead of talking about all the other things of justice, how to drive on the road, don't steal, okay? I thought God was saying, just emphasize the one of, if you want to be given, also you give. Glory be to God. And God was like, yeah, I want you just emphasize that, okay? Because it's a component also of the golden rule. If you want to be given, give. Glory be to God. And Jesus said that actually more will be given unto you. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about giving and receiving as part of the golden rule. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says that Jesus said that give and it will be what? Given to you. Okay? Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your what? Bosom. Or will be put into your pocket. Or will be put on your mobile money account. Glory be to God. And of course, we all know that sometimes the giving back to you can come in other ways. Okay? Hallelujah. But Jesus say, give and it will be given to you. And what will be given back to you will be multiplied. Glory be to God. Children, be generous. Hallelujah. Don't be stingy. Okay? Do they use that word? Don't be, then there's also a miser. Do you also use that word? Mean, very good, yeah. That is, I think, the commonest. Children, don't be mean. Hallelujah. If you're mean, people will be mean to you. Okay? If you're generous, God will make sure that somehow people also are generous towards you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. It says that there is one who scatters. You know, children, like when you go to the garden to plant beans, okay, you scatter the beans in the what? Garden. You put them in different holes, okay? So it's that there's one who scatters, meaning that there's someone who gives a lot, okay? Yet increases. That person gets even more. Then there is one who is stingy. There's another person who is mean. There's another person who is a miser. And that person ends up becoming poor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, if there's anyone of you who wants to become, who doesn't want to be poor when you grow up, okay? Start being generous now. Start being generous when? Now. Okay? Start being generous now. And if you're generous now, in future, God will make sure that you are never poor. Glory be to God. Ori, are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Scatter, okay, and you'll have more. Withhold more than you should. What the bank has called save. It's amazing that these guys, okay, these ladies and gentlemen, when they are teaching us about financial literacy, there's no giving. There's no giving in it. Is it there? Teach them. Hallelujah. There goes your financial literacy classes for Christians. Temuli giving. It's about how much do you pay for water, how much do you pay for electricity, get that aside, then about what, then. In fact, there's a teaching that first pay yourself, isn't it? Well, back in the day when I used to listen to those things, but they're not evil, okay? But what I'm trying to say is that I haven't listened to them in a long time. Okay? Back in the day when I used to listen to them, they would say, first pay yourself. Meaning, even before paying for water and electricity and rent and whatever, first what? Hey, first pay yourself. Glory be to God. You realize that that is contrary to the scriptures. Hallelujah. The first thing is the what? Yes. Sentence I'm coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So be careful when you're listening to those things. They might actually be digging your poverty grave. Yeah? Because it says, he who withholds more than is right, he who sells, pretty more. Eh? There's a saying that you live like an Indian. You know what that means? Hey, man, Indians, the way they live, man. All money is tucked away. They live really a poor life, but when they have what? Money stacked away. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? Hallelujah. And so, children, please, be generous and start now. Glory be to God. There's someone who started a long time ago. Bamwita Manz. Hallelujah. From what we hear, hey. Okay? Yatandika da. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Be generous, and God will make sure that somehow people are also generous to you. Amen? Glory be to God. In 1998, hallelujah, that young lady in red, you're the only one in red, okay? Where were you in 1998? 1998, where were you? Huh? So where were you? You were there somewhere in heaven, okay? Hallelujah. Now for me, 1998, I was in university, okay? And I got born again in 1998. And a few months after getting born again, one time, I am in my room alone in the morning, waking up, and I hear an audible voice speaking to me. Ngandinze ka. Okay? And the voice said that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1990, an audible voice. Glory be to God. Most of what I am today, the things that God has done for me, the great things that God has done for me, okay, almost all of them, okay, they were built on that, they were built on obeying that voice. Glory be to God. For example, right now, my children, they traveled. When did they travel? Grandma, eh? On your auntie Huawei, you know. Yafuna updates. Okay. Yeah, they traveled on Thursday to the U.S. Now, they didn't need visas like their mother. Hallelujah. Why? Because they're American citizens. And why are they that? Because before they were conceived in their mother's womb, God would speak to me in dreams, okay? And saying that these children, they will be, me, God, will make sure that they are born in the States, okay? So they get American citizenship, which in years to come, I'll use for something big. And then God went ahead to give me the reason why he was doing that for them. He told me that I'm doing that for your children because you took care of other people's children. Glory be to God. When all the little that you had, well, I didn't have one, little, in perspective, okay? But, okay, my money, most of it I used it to what? To be a, I picked children in Mulago when I was working there. Paid for them fees, siba money. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Anyway, fast forward, God tells me that you blessed other children. Now I am going to bless yours with something even more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I want to encourage myself to give, yeah, Joanne, when I want to encourage myself to give, okay, I go somewhere in our bedroom. My wife has like a suitcase, like a small whatever, kind of cords. Yeah? But somehow I go to know the cords. Mwemuli all important documents. Glory be to God, including passports. So I go, I open the car suitcase. Nenzi jayo what? Passports. Those American what? Nenzi what? Nenzi. Nentambula na zobude, nentula wantu. And I look at them. And I'm like, this happened because of giving. Glory be to God. This happened because of what? And then I motivate myself to continue giving. Glory be to God. But I return them so quickly before what? Before their owner returns home. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before their owner what? Hallelujah. My wife will think they can get lost. They can, how, why, you know? So what? To keep peace, glory be to God. You return them and you don't say what you did. Hallelujah. Sometimes there are some things you don't have to say. Because they were between you and God. Of your grandchildren, I mean, Zokuleta, Mtawanika. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. You have to walk in wisdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what I'm telling you is serious. The golden rule. Okay? A major aspect of the golden rule is give and it shall be given back to you. And what will come back to you will be bigger. Hallelujah. Amen. The golden rule, praise, you are not here, is in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Hallelujah. If you want to be given, be a giver. And if you want to be given big time, also you be a big time giver. Glory be to God. Tosola kukua 12,000 gift your birthday. You save 1,000, everyone. Like we said, then you what? 12,000. Don't expect a birthday gift of 1 million shilling. If it does, God will just be teaching you that. Kati, eh? Tanko kwa boti nawe. Glory be to God. And if you refuse to obey that, the following year, you're going to get a birthday gift of 10,000. Baja kukusindigila kama by money. 10,000 without withdraw fees. So you're going to get 8,000. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that audible voice, okay? That audible voice, I am what I am, most of what I am today, the great things God has done for me, they're all based on that, on obeying that simple instruction. When I was a student, realized that God didn't give me that instruction when I was employed. Okay? So I wasn't employed. I was a student and I was a full-time student. There's no way you would be doing medicine and you have a part-time job. Glory be to God. Medicine itself was, I don't know, 3 jobs in one. Hallelujah. But God knew that somehow there's money that gets to me, especially via pocket money. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is why now I go to call the balos, Namu Mufuna Saint. God spoke to me when I was a student and told me, obey joyfully the law of giving and receiving. Okay? So young children, you can't say that though that is for adults who have jobs. God gave me that instruction when I didn't have a job. I was a student in Kwanz. I was what? A student getting 10,000 every week from my dad. Hallelujah. And immediately, I didn't wait to get a job so that I can start giving. No, I began with pocket money. Quiz. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, twins, Nelson, you start giving with what you get now. You start to share. Hallelujah. And when you start, never stop. Never what? Especially if you don't want to be poor in the future. This poverty thing, man, is serious. Hallelujah. Especially if you have ever tested it. Hallelujah. Poverty is very, very bad. It's painful. It's what? It's painful. Glory be to God. Before you listen to the bankers, how known to be poor. Okay, first listen to me. Glory be to God. First listen what? To me. Because now for me, I'm speaking to you based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Not based on the what? The wisdom of what? Of men. First pay yourself. Glory, first. God says the tithe first. Okay? Someone in the bank says first pay yourself. Glory be. So who do you want to listen to? Okay? God says you withhold more than is enough, you save more than is right, you're going to be poor. Someone says, can all you can. Yeah, can, okay? You have a can, like a tin, right? So can all you can. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Better you can become rich, but when you're actually poor. Do you know that? When you're actually poor, you're not enjoying that wealth. Glory be to God. You heard of a corrupt government official. He was in civil service. Anyway, whatever, pension, you know, those things. The guy who stole the pension, billions of money. Okay? I got information that he would spend the entire day somewhere in his receiving, counting money. Huh? The wife and children began to complain. In fact, but every day, he would give them what to use for the day. Maybe like a forma, for him, well, I don't know, to use for the day. Now, that sounds cool, isn't it? You want to be in a family like that. But now they were like, this money is useless. We don't see this guy. The way, like, we don't, but they know he's in the house, but counting what? Money. So you tell me, according to God, was that guy rich? Do you understand? But he saved, he stole all he could steal, canned all he could, put it aside. But he was a broke guy, man. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. Hallelujah. So you can have all the money in the world, but you're with sorrow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God told me, I was a student. Visitors who praise will tell you that. Okay? Because she had that for 10 years. How God spoke to me in 1998 that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, great things have happened to me, and people wonder. But it is all based on that what? Obeying that voice. And obeying it like my life depends on it. Glory be to God. I've told you numerous times, okay, that one time my mother-in-law told me, okay, that I just wondered, like my daughter getting married to a guy who has no car. Glory be to God. Like, how did it happen? The way we are seeing this Geraldine, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, when you're a giver, there is a special grace upon your life. Favor. Mchita favor. Back in the day, while you're wearing your nyimba za favor. Okay? In fact, there's a generation of people, batuma abana bawaga manya favor. There was a dispensation, that word is all over the place. Favor, favor. Glory be to God. Favor, man. Okay? Like, amazing things happen to you. They can't be explained by bankers. Hallelujah. It is just what? The favor of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? You want the favor of God to operate in your life. Be a giver. And don't be a part-time giver. Like, make giving like your job, man. Hallelujah. I used to be so excited at the end of the month, okay? Because I was like, I'm going to get money, salary. For what? To give. Glory be to God. In fact, even before the money comes, I've already what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The golden rule. Do unto others what you want them to do to you. But now, according to what happened on Thursday, God wants you today to especially hear that if you give, it will be given back to you. The golden rule will operate in your life. Okay? Of course, the positive aspect of it. Hallelujah. Be generous. Be what? Generous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm sure my kids know that now they are having a blast. All because of what? Dad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why I tell parents, okay? Like praise. Do that child a favor and be a giver. Glory be to God. Because a child might end up suffering in future. Why? Because, okay, mommy was mean. Now everything she gets, it is for me and my daughter. Glory be to God. And now we are in that dispensation. Everything we are getting is for our children. Because life has gotten so expensive. But you know what we are using the money for? Okay? Most of the stuff is kwejalavya. And that kwejalavya has become a what? It has become a what? A need. Eh? Like part of the what? Kanyetugamba kati tuwali za kugaba. But when you see what we're involving, we're spending all the money on children, children, children. We don't know that our children might what? When in years to come, they listen to me, they will be like, mommy and daddy who did us a disfavor. All the money, they spent it on us instead of helping other children and other people. Now, there's no blessing that is following us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, eh? We are, as in, okay? It's tough, like, now, am I saying that don't give your children a blast? No, that's not what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Years ago, there were people in this church who were famous, okay? famous in taking me, what? Taking my words out of context. Glory be to God. Lydia was one of them, I don't know. Glory be to God. But on a serious note, eh, do your children a favor, parents, and don't spend all that you get on them. You understand? Hallelujah. Look into their future. Okay? I read, was it last year, that even when Museveni was president, like he is now, of course, the mother, Esteri. Esteri. Kokundeka, eh? Is that her? Uh-huh. You know, she would come to church from where? What is the village is called what? Eh? Praise is called what? But you say it like a mnyankole. Anyway, somewhat. And so on Sunday, she would go. Church of God, but she would go with envelopes. Okay, before she leaves home, she would have envelopes. In each envelope, there was an offering for all her children. One for her, for every one of her children. Then there also those for her grandchildren. And she would go then, because she was a bit as weak, she would give the envelopes to her driver. Okay, that when you get to church, take this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, but the story goes, I read that at times the driver used to play that money. Okay? But then just look at that kind of heart, that attitude. Like, where did she get that from? You understand? So she will be saying, this is what? Basically, okay, so that God can bless her children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. Yes, I don't know about the great, you know, eh? There's one wedded the other day, isn't it? Hallelujah. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is, do your children a favor. Okay, whether you have them or you don't have them and you're planning to have them. Okay? That's why I'm coming. I was a student with no children. No, even those things of girlfriend, but you know, eh? Hallelujah. One of the greatest challenges I got when I met Geraldine. That thing messed me up, man. Those things of going out, man. Because here I was, all my money was what? Like, for me, a giving, cut this thing of going to expensive places and you give some Indian 100,000. Money you would use to bless people. Kwange zozolia, it is not seed. Isn't it? That one is not seed. It didn't count in God. You understand? Okay? Yes, God delights in you having a blast. But that one, like it is not a seed. It is not going to bring a harvest of anything. Do you understand? And Geraldine knew the places, man. I didn't bother about those places. Glory be to God. For me, my money was to be a blessing to people. And I would endeavor to live, should I say, like an Indian. Because you want to have as much to give as possible. You understand? So can't even have been to some places, wow, much money. That thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, your money is going. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the challenges I experienced. Hallelujah. You have a nice cheek, but kati to chasura kuwa Andrew, eka 50K. Because katika 50K kagenda wa muindi. Glory be to God. Wali wa muindi wali kuguni. Jinja Road. There's a place called what? Something like that. Handy. Then there was some what? Chinese somewhere. Your building, you see? What is that called? You order for pork, they bring it. Just playing on your mind, man. Because it is still, right? But you're going to cough it up, man. Those things of good African coffee, I entered that world and I didn't see that world coming. And I didn't need that world. For me, I was joyfully obeying the laws of giving and receiving. Sagala chilala. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But that just shows you how I was passionate concerning obeying that voice. Glory be to God. And now I don't regret anything. Because every time I look at Eden and Abin, they say, Chimala. Chimala. Abagamba sako, there's a wisdom. Those are yours. They need a testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you have a testimony like that, how can you stop now giving? Glory be to God. How? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So give, and it shall be what? Given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back to you. Okay? And remember, the measure with which you used to give, that is the same measure that God will use to give back to you. Glory be to God. If you give like a miser, okay, God won't be a miser, but he'll make sure that anyone who wants to give you a lot of money, God wants, says, hallelujah. Okay? Someone wants to give you a 50K, God will say, no, five. Give him five. Hallelujah. Someone wants to do for, they have planned to do for you something great, then they forget. Hallelujah. They forget. They just tell you, hey, it was your birthday last week. Karenela vide. Hallelujah. And when someone says, unela vide, that means they just tell you, katejo, it passed. Katiwa, tuyongele mas. Tuwagena gamba that, hey, I take a 50K for you. No, unela vide. Glory be to God. Nabachala katiwa sala, amagezi. Tewali kwela vilachi, birthday zao. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 8:22, the Bible says, while the earth remains, now this is God speaking, isn't it? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, and what I missed, seed time and harvest shall never cease. Glory be to God. You see this, as long as you're still in a place called earth, just know God made a promise that seed time and harvest will never cease. Glory be to God. Meaning that there will always be sowing, and there will always be a time when you will reap what you sowed, good or bad. But for us now, we're talking about good, isn't it? Hallelujah. He made a promise, okay? This was the time when even what? We came up with the idea of the rainbow. See, every time you see the rainbow, just know, okay, the covenant I made, just remember that I'll never destroy the earth with a flood again. Hallelujah. It is at that time that you also made this one, who promised. Seed time and harvest will always be there. There will always be a time for harvest. And that should be encouragement. That should be what? Encouragement. Hallelujah. When is harvest coming? It is coming. Glory be to God. It is what? Coming. Okay? Galatians chapter 6, I think from verse 9 says that, therefore, okay, it says that, let us not grow weary doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't do what? Lose heart. In due season, harvest time will come. When is harvest time? When is due season? It is up to God. Glory be to God. But it is coming. Hallelujah. It is what? It is coming. Glory be to God. It is coming when you will be given because you gave. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some time ago, I think it was, yes, I checked the date. It was September 2023. Okay? We had been in our new home like a year. Okay? And taking care of that new place, man, it was expensive. You understand? So meaning that now there's some giving I'd want to do, but I could go now. You have to. When we were staying in apartments, we didn't have a garden. We didn't have plants to water. That thing messed me up. I was like, stuff managing the home became expensive. Okay? So one time I remember I sat, got a chair, went, I sat in the compound, worshipped, sang. Then I prayed to God. I was like, God, I need more money. Because now the needs are what? Have increased. And they have increased not because of a bad thing that we did, no. Because of the blessing that you gave us, isn't it? Glory be to God. So mkama nimuitiramu. Oba even namuitiramu even the money. Ningama now there are things costs. Yeah, you know eh? Kume mana we are staying farther. Even coming to church now, agamafuta. And during that time, I think even the fuel prices went up. I think that you're staying farther. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. The following day, I receive a phone call from Joanne that she wants to see me. You know? And she didn't want like to text or to speak. She's like, Njagala kula va olili dawa. Okay? Nembalamu, the time I'll be with the Lord, then I'm gamba, okay, jangu kusawa ngachi. Eh. Nalindiao, mchala isoke natuka. Glory be to God. Okay? Joanne arrived. Then she told me, Pastor, I had a dream last night. Hallelujah. I had a dream last night. In this dream, you were at your home and you were getting ready to host the State Minister of Finance, Bahat. Okay? And then we came to help you to organize, so that you host him. Okay? Then Dennis, I think also, was supposed to be there, but now someone had died, and was debating whether to be around for Bahati's visit or to go for the burial. Hallelujah. Then I don't know what decision he made at the end. I don't remember. Okay? But it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. So Bahati was what? Man, like it was a big thing, you know, a jar. And yeah, jar, isn't it? So now, the interpretation. Glory be to God. When the State Minister of Finance, why doesn't God... By that time, he wasn't in finance, he was in trade. I was like, at the trade, I tell Rachi, trade. Rachi, if it's about money, why didn't God use Kasaija or finance? Nika chono what trade, angasaj. Glory be to God. At a state, okay, if it is trade, ngagala untaanike to trade. I could say, orio mkulu, what trade? Ne, Bahati, state minister. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then, before the day ended, we realized that God was just using the name Bahati. Glory be to God. Which means good fortune. Glory be to God. Good fortune was coming to my house. And we thought at that time, and we think now, that will happen the day some guy passes away. Because in the dream, we even don't know the chap. Dennis is the only one who has ever met that guy. We don't know him, but we knew, Joanne knew and I knew someone in Dennis's what? And at the day he's going to be buried is the day Bahati showed up at my house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So, now remember, we're talking about due season. Glory be to God. But remember, the dream came when I was speaking to God about what? The expenses, sentence, okugaba, ziken the day. You understand? Get me more. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God was like, I have heard you. Gives a dream to Joanne that night. Okay? To let me know that yes, I've heard you and good fortune is coming. Harvest time is coming. Due season. Because as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, just like day and night, just like winter and what? And summer. It will never cease. It will never what? And that should encourage you, Martinson. There is always harvest time. Glory be to God. There is always what? Harvest time. Glory be to God. There is always harvest time. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? The golden rule. There is always harvest time. Glory be to God. Many years ago, I think it was 2020 what? It was many years ago in 2013. That was even before this church began. Okay? I had a job. I think at that time I had a job, yes. But then, now, I wanted to give more. I wanted to give what? To give more. But now, the man I had, no, it is too little. I can't be a big time blessing as I would want. Glory be to God. I went somewhere under a tree. Well, I don't know if it was under a tree, but I went somewhere and I told God, I was like, you know, the man I have to give now, it's little. I want to give more. Why aren't you sending me more money to give? Not to go to Fang Fang, not to go to where for Formula One, you know. I know those things are not bad, okay? Don't misunderstand me, okay? Those things are good, okay? But they shouldn't be the driving whatever of your life. Hallelujah. Your money shouldn't have only budgets for that. You understand? Ngawe bulichi ntuku budgeti ya mwe, cha mwe. Chikuma munyumba ya mwe. Okay? So anyway, I was like, God, you know, what, like, say me, why don't you say, is there anything wrong I'm doing? Okay, if there's anything wrong I'm doing, show me. Then I can rectify that so that the money can come. Hallelujah. Okay? Then during that time, I get a dream. Okay? And in that dream, we're staying in the apartment. Some Chinese man came. And there's something that had been stolen from him. And he's like, it is us who have stolen it. So I told him, look in this entire house and see if there's anything that we got and then belong to us. Okay? Then the guy came, went through the room searching, and he didn't find any. Okay? When I woke up, God told me that dream means there is nothing in your house or in your life that you have, but you are not supposed to have it. Okay? For example, I buy a phone. Okay? 1 million shillings. But that 1 million wasn't supposed to be used for a phone. It was for giving to Esther. You understand? So now, that phone that I have, according to God, how are they supposed to have it? You remember the seed and bread, isn't it? So some money that God gives you is seed. It is for giving away. It is not bread. It is not for keeping it. You understand? So God told me that dream I was supposed to show you, that there is nothing in your life that you have, but it wasn't supposed to be yours. Glory be to God. And I was encouraged by that. Hallelujah. God is saying, the seed, you always gave it away. You only kept bread. Hallelujah. Then sometime later, you remember, I'm asking him for money. Is anything wrong? So God asked him, is there anything that I have that I wasn't supposed to have? I was supposed to give away that money. And God answers that question with a dream and says, nothing. Okay? Then later, I get this dream, and the job for governor, Bank of Uganda, has fallen vacant. And now they're doing interviews for a new governor. And I was among those who were interviewed. Glory be to God. But the dream ends when results are not yet back. Glory be to God. But I remember I was interviewed by some chaps for that what? So I go to land. God was considering me for big time money. Remember, he's trying to address my what? My prayer. Glory be to God. A few months thereafter, I get another dream. And in this dream, we had done exams in school and results had come out. Glory be to God. In fact, it was a math exam and results had come out and had been the best. Glory be to God. And I got to know that it's a continuation of the interview. So God is saying, yes, the early interview, your governor of Bank of Uganda. Gwe ya singa. Glory be to God. Gwe ya kolachi. Hallelujah. Gwe ya singa. Then, in that dream, I saw that there was a certain question, a math question, in that exam, which was very difficult. Hallelujah. And I'd gotten it correct. And I think, I'd gotten it what? Correct. But I remember some people saying that that question was very hard. Okay? And that question, its answer was 10. Hallelujah. I've said these things for years, okay? My jazz on what? Giving and receiving doesn't change. Because I have nothing else to say. Okay? The only thing I have to say is what God has done in me and through me. That's all I know. Glory be to God. Okay? I'd gotten that question also right. So there was a rumor in the school that, man, Moses was the best. Okay? And he got that question right. Okay? And you remember what that meant? Lydia, the last time I talked about this, you had forgotten. But God was saying that. That question was tithing. And you got it correct. Okay? But you remember, it was very hard, isn't it? And God told me that tithing is very difficult for my children. Glory be to God. Tithing, echimwe echekumi, chizivu, abanaba, my children find it very difficult. Okay? But then he told me, but you, my son Moses, you what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But remember, I got the Bank of Uganda job. Glory be to God. We're talking about 2014. Hallelujah. That's why in 2015, in a dream, okay, at that time, the richest preacher in Africa, okay, at that time, and maybe even now, the richest preacher in Africa, okay, David Oyedepo, in a dream, he anointed me. Glory be to God for that role of handling money. Glory be to God. They died. Now, that one was someone's dream. 11th December 2015. So someone comes and shares with me that dream. Now, interestingly, exactly a week later, God gave me my own dream. Probably to have comfort that, yeah, the other dream was from me. He gave me a similar dream, but in another form. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In that dream, we were at State House. My friend who's called Joseph Okia, you know him? He had taken me for, there was a party there. There was a party. So he took me to also attend the function. Hallelujah. He took me to attend the function. But now, when I got there, I didn't have clothes. It's a party with State House. Okay? So I didn't have the clothes to wear for that party in Kwanzi at State House. So do you know what Joseph Okia did? Because he's Museveni's nephew. Museveni takes him like his son. He's a son to Museveni's sister, Violet. Kajubili. Uh-huh, you know him. So what he did, he went to Museveni's wardrobe. Glory be to God. Went to Museveni's wardrobe. Got out Museveni's suit. I remember it was a black suit. Glory be to God. Museveni's shirt. Hallelujah. Museveni's necktie. Museveni's shoes. And I got dressed in them. Glory be to God. Okay? In a nutshell, I was dressed in Museveni's attire. What some people would call the president's mantle. Hallelujah. That's what I was dressed in. Then, at one point, I'm seated at a table with Mutebile, governor, Bank of Uganda. Okay? Like on my left or right. On the other side, I am with Sam Kutesa. Glory be to God. Basically, Governor Sam Kutesa, a very wealthy guy. Okay? Then we're also with Orara Otunu. Orara Otunu. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, anyway, but you can see already by Museveni's attire, okay, God was saying, I'm giving you an anointing that is like presidential level, top in the country. Concerning what? Concerning what Mutebile represents. Concerning what many people know about Ukutesa. But now why Orara Otunu? Glory be to God. That for years messed me up. Because that she was in opposition. Until I think it was last year or the other year that I got to read on the net, and I realized that at that time when I had that dream, Orara Otunu was president UPC. Glory be to God. God again trying to emphasize the president bit. President concerning financial prosperity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that will happen. Because seed time and harvest is a law established in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Children, adults, never forget. Give and it shall be given back to you. Seed time and harvest will never what? Cease. Hallelujah. Don't be a miser. Don't be mean. Hallelujah. If you're mean, if you're a miser, harvest time is going to come for some people, or harvest time will come, a time will come when you are supposed to harvest and you have nothing to harvest because you didn't sow anything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the golden rule, specifically concerning giving and receiving. We shall take it from there next Sunday. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.